Is Korea's biggest boy band breaking up? Inquiring minds want to know. Here's the world's Amanda McGowan.
The biggest Korean pop, or K-pop, act on the planet is BTS. They've played shows all over the world and have topped the U.S. Billboard charts. You've probably heard their recent mega hit, Boy With Love. Fans of BTS call themselves the ARMY.
Thank you, ARMY!
That's the band thanking fans ahead of their first UK show. Now that name, ARMY, it's a little ironic. That's because this week South Korea's defense ministry announced the members of BTS will have to complete compulsory military service. In South Korea, all able-bodied men must serve for around 2 years. It's a legacy of the Korean War. And BTS? Well, the group includes 7 able-bodied men. For a while, the question of whether BTS would have to report for duty was up in the air. The state awards some exemptions to people who raise the national profile, mostly in sports or in classical music. But not this time, said Lee Nam-woo, an official with the defense ministry.
Based on public consensus, there have been some requests to expand an exemption review to pop artists who have contributed a lot to the country's reputation. Considering the overall trend of reducing military exemption reviews, as well as the government's stance to uphold justice and fairness for military service obligations, the exemption review has been denied.
Some people argue stars shouldn't be taken out of the limelight at their peak. And this is not a uniquely Korean phenomenon. Elvis was drafted into the army in 1958 and served overseas in Germany at the height of his fame. In South Korea, there's plenty of recent examples of this. The singer Rain completed his service in 2013. And you may remember the singer Psy.
Oppan Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Psy even had to repeat his service after being accused of neglecting his duties. As for BTS, well, they've been expecting this. Group member Jin had this to say in an interview with CBS News earlier this year.
As a Korean, it's natural, Jin said, and someday when duty calls, we'll be ready to respond and do our best.
As of now, it's unclear when the band members will serve and what it will mean for the supergroup's future. For The World, I'm Amanda McGowan.
And we go out with a dose of K-pop today. Make It Right by BTS. That'll soon be Make It Right, Sir. From the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.